Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming highway fatalities increased to 12 on the year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Three fatal crashes happened over the weekend on Wyoming highways. A 15-year-old driving a 1999 Dodge Ram pulling a flatbed trailer heading south on I-25 near Chugwater lost control on the ice, causing it to jackknife and overturn at around 5 p.m. on Saturday, according to the press release. There were two other passengers in the vehicle, Adam Mitchell, 49, and Jason Lopez, 49, both from Colorado. The teen and Lopez were transported to the hospital for their injuries. Mitchell died at the scene due to his injuries. None of the occupants were wearing seatbelts. On Sunday, around 5:30 a.m., Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers were called to the scene of a one-vehicle rollover on I-80 east of Evanston. A 2007 Volvo conventional commercial truck drifted off the left side of the road, overcorrected back onto the highway, and then rolled off the road down an embankment into deep snow. Due to the depth of the snow and the dark conditions, the truck wasn't immediately located, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol press release. Both occupants were residents of Missouri, 39-year-old Keith R. Kohler II and Tyler U. Judd, 40, died at the scene due to injuries sustained during the crash. Driver attention and fatigue could be possible causes of the crash, and an investigation is ongoing. Then troopers were notified a Dodge Ram 3500 was going the wrong way on I-80 east of Rawlins around 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. Just a few minutes later, they received the call there'd been a collision involving the same vehicle, according to the press release. The Wyoming Highway Patrol report says the Dodge collided with a commercial truck and a car. During the collision, another commercial truck attempted to avoid the crash by driving into the median. While the truck was exiting the median, it ran head-on into a Ford F-150. Both vehicles were immediately engulfed in flames. All five people in the F-150, identified as students from Arkansas, died in the crash. According to Cowboy State Daily, they were traveling back from the Hull Bible College in Jackson, Wyoming. The other motorists from the other vehicles involved were transported to hospitals with critical injuries, according to the release. The driver of the Dodge going the wrong way was arrested on suspicion of impairment, and other charges may be pending as the investigation continues. This crash takes the total fatalities for 2023 to 12, compared to one during this same time in 2022. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.